Time to see what's going on beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra now. He's with dailyclimate.org and Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org, and joins us from Conyers, Georgia. How are things, Peter?
Well, Steve, I have two stories of two very different commentators who both spoke truth to power, and they're now both unemployed. Rick Friday's the first one. He was an editorial cartoonist for Farm News, a weekly publication that reaches about 24,000 farm homes in Iowa. All that came to an end when one of his cartoons caused what his editor said was a manure storm.
Peter, I don't think he said, really, manure storm, did he?
Well, no, of course he didn't say that, but I don't think I'm allowed to say what kind of storm he really said it was, so I picked the most agriculturally accurate substitute. Mr. Friday says he was told he was fired after 21 years and over 1,000 editorial cartoons when he published a cartoon lamenting that three big ag CEOs from Monsanto and DuPont Pioneer, those are two of the giants in the seed business, and also the CEO of John Deere, the farm equipment manufacturing giant, have a total salary bigger than that of 2,000 Iowa farmers.
And how did this manure storm play out?
Well, Friday says he was told that a major seed distributor canceled its advertising in response to his cartoon. Monsanto says it's not them, and the owners of Farm News aren't talking to anybody about this. But Rick Friday isn't the only journalist with some strong views who's suddenly looking for work.
Really? Who else?
Well, one of the most respected writers on conservation and nature in the American West is out of a job. Author Terry Tempest Williams resigned her longtime teaching position at the University of Utah in late April after what she describes as an attempt to push her out of teaching.
So what's going on? What's the issue here?
Well, she wrote a resignation letter, and I must say it's very well written for a resignation letter. Terry Tempest Williams said she was subjected to what she called a humiliating set of bureaucratic demands and an offer of a phased-in retirement that she never asked for. And one of the demands, she said, was that she stop taking her students out to see the nature she's teaching about, and she should stick to teaching on campus and in a classroom just like all the other professors.
Okay, Peter, what's the backstory here?
Well, it quite possibly is a backstory. In February, Williams took part in a protest against oil and gas lease sales on public lands in Utah. She and her husband also dropped about $1,700 to buy drilling rights on 1,100 acres of land near Arches National Park. Yeah, that's right. You can still buy drilling or mining rights on federal land in the West for about the price of a small bag of Doritos per acre. She also wrote an op-ed in the New York Times describing the process and urging all of us to keep our fossil fuels in the ground.
So, Peter, who, if anyone, is making the suggestion that maybe Terry Tempest Williams was forced out because she angered the oil and gas industry?
Well, actually, university officials say that's not the case, and they weren't trying to force her into early retirement. But in that resignation letter, Williams said the university found her teaching about nature to be, quote, threatening, unquote.
Oh, my goodness. The higher laws of nature, huh? Under attack. Hey, what do you have from the History Vault for us this week?
Well, I brought an urban myth that turned out to be probably true, and it's kind of a yucky one at that.
Oh, please, not now.
Well, in the brief Falkland Islands War between Argentina and the UK in 1982, the British Navy was on the lookout for small Argentine submarines. Unfortunately, on sonar, small submarines have a signal that's a lot like a large whale. Rumors spread that Her Majesty's Navy was torpedoing southern right whales, erroneously thinking they were armed to the teeth with a belly full of Argentine sailors. Then ship's logs, particularly the one from the skipper of a frigate with a possibly inappropriate name. The date on this was May 12th, 1982. And some other items confirmed this years later, but no one knows exactly how many whales got blown up this way.
Peter, what's the inappropriate name of the boat?
The HMS Brilliant.
Oh, indeed, huh? Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and dailyclimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.